This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. Senate Republicans turned down several amendments from Democrats to get key witnesses to testify in President Donald Trump's impeachment trial, including calling John Bolton, the former National Security Advisor, critical of the Ukraine policy, to testify. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
House impeachment managers argued for the Senate to subpoena the White House, the State Department, the Defense Department, and others. New York Democrat Hakeem Jeffries.
Who has ever heard of a trial with no witnesses?
The amendments were defeated along party lines, while President Trump's lawyer, Jay Sekulow, says President Trump did nothing wrong.
Why are we here?
Jeffries responds.
We are here, sir, because President Trump solicited foreign interference in the 2020 election and corrupted our democracy.
Each side gets 3 days to present its case. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
President Trump is at the World Economic Forum in Switzerland, and so is teen climate advocate Greta Thunberg. The AP's Ed Donahue reports both spoke about climate change.
The president didn't mention Thunberg by name. He talked about embracing the possibilities of tomorrow.
We must reject the perennial prophets of doom and their predictions of the apocalypse.
Thunberg, in turn, did not mention the president by name when she said climate change critics consider the topic too depressing.
Unlike you, my generation will not give up without a fight. The facts are clear, but they are still too uncomfortable for you to address.
Thunberg and President Trump have been sparring for months. Last month, the president told her in a tweet to chill and to work on her anger management problem. She jokingly responded, "She is currently chilling." I'm Ed Donahue.
And for details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com, on the VOA mobile app. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. The World Health Organization will hold an emergency meeting Wednesday on the outbreak of a new coronavirus that has now killed 9 people, sick and hundreds more, across China and beyond its borders. The Global Health Agency will consider whether the outbreak, which originated in the central city of Wuhan, should be declared a global health emergency. As authorities report a surge in new cases, there are fears that millions of people traveling for the Lunar New Year holiday will accelerate the infection rate. Lauren Anthony has more.
The majority of infections have been detected in China, but the virus has already spread to other countries, including Thailand, Japan, South Korea, and the Philippines, as millions travel for the Lunar New Year holiday. Scientists in Hong Kong have warned of the super spreader disease, and authorities are adamant the virus will be brought under control. The health scare has brought back bad memories of SARS, another coronavirus that broke out in China in the early 2000s, which killed nearly 800 in a global pandemic. Health authorities across the globe have stepped up their screening of travelers arriving from China, and some Chinese pharmacies have even run out of face masks, as people stock up ahead of the Lunar New Year holiday.
That was Lauren Anthony reporting. In a new documentary, former U.S. presidential candidate Hillary Clinton offers some unflattering comments about her former rival, Senator Bernie Sanders, who's currently seeking the Democratic nomination again. Jennifer King has the story.
In the interview, Clinton attacks the cadre of online Sanders supporters, generally known as Bernie Bros. Quote, "I really hope people are paying attention to that because it should be worrisome that he has permitted this culture." When asked her reaction to the story that Bernie Sanders told Elizabeth Warren in 2018 that he didn't think a woman could win, a statement he denies, Clinton said, "If it were a one-off, you might say, okay, fine. But he said I was unqualified." The Sanders campaign later released a statement that did not address what Clinton said, but stated that his focus today is on the impeachment trial. Jennifer King, Washington.
An independent panel created by the Myanmar government has concluded that the government security forces committed war crimes against Rohingya Muslims, but that they did not commit genocide against the ethnic minority. More than 730,000 Rohingyas fled to neighboring Bangladesh, and the United Nations said mass rapes and murders were carried out with genocidal intent. Myanmar's permanent representative to the UN said he does not believe the report will influence a decision Thursday by the UN's International Court of Justice. Gambia brought the case before the court last year, alleging on behalf of the 57-nation Organization of Islamic Cooperation that genocide occurred in Myanmar and continues. For more news, please join us at voanews.com. From here in Washington, I'm Michael Brown, the VOA News.